Welcome back, After Buzzers. Here we are tonight for Shaw's of Sunset, Season 7, Episode 11, Vita Knows Best. Oh, that Vita. MJ is dealing with the wedding. She's also dealing with the baby situation. And of course, Vita is not making it any easier. Adam and Reza, of course, are going through roller coaster issues with the baby. And of course, Gigi, again, is trying to go through the divorce. Let's hope she makes it through it. And don't forget, Destiny and Mike are finally moving on to new chapters in their lives. And we're all here tonight to see it. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, that's really fast. I thought I could, like, keep up with it, but I guess not. Welcome back, everybody. I am your host, Crystal McLaughlin. Tonight, it's just going to be me. We had a couple of things going on with the panel, and they couldn't make it. But I showed up here, and I'm so glad that I get to share this moment with you. So let's just start off with MJ tonight. In tonight's episode, MJ is finally getting all the stuff done with her wedding, right? And it seems that, you know, Mama Vita isn't exactly being supportive like she was for a while after her father passed away. So she takes her with her to go pick her flowers for her wedding. And unfortunately, old Vita comes out of nowhere and starts telling the florist how ugly the flowers are. And I cringed. I cringed because I was like, oh my God, here she is. She's doing this again. And how embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like, it's so embarrassing to have to almost like, I know she feels like she has to apologize for her mom, although she's probably used to it. But at the same time, it's like, how do you deal with telling people, like, this is my mom, she's kind of crabby, and she's got an opinion about everything? Vita doesn't hold back. She's not shy about how she feels about her opinions on things. And so, you know, this florist really, I mean, I have to give it to both the florists. They really knew how to handle Vita. And towards the end, you know, it looked like they had picked some flowers that they both felt that they would like, which, you know, I mean, the florist had a huge bundle that she was holding. And I just, I thought it was funny that when Vita left, she says, oh, she's like, oh, thank you so much, Vita, for helping us, you know, basically, you know, pick out these flowers. I think we've got something here. You know, it takes a tactful person to, deal with someone like Vita. I'm not surprised that she had, you know, had to give her 2 cents in that arena, because let's just be honest, Vita is Vita. Also, you know, MJ is finally, you know, in the episode. We all know she's pregnant, right? I mean, she's already made that announcement. We've made that announcement to you guys. But we get to see her go through the motions of going to the doctor and dealing with the embryo and you know, pretty much making sure that the egg is healthy. And, you know, they're in the step now where they want to put it back into her body. And the doctor believes that the baby is going to be healthy and that MJ's ready to go. It's so, I'm so happy for her, because she is in this place in her life where she's much older, and, you know, normally women at that age don't, you know, aren't able to conceive, but she was smart enough, and she's always pushing women to, you know, go get your eggs and freeze them. You know I read an article today about that. She's just always pushing for that. And so, you know, you always, you know, have this option, you know, that to just go ahead and have a choice if you do choose to have a child later on in your life. And, you know, she's lucky enough to have done this, smart enough to have done this. But not only that, but because we know that she is pregnant, it's a blessing, really, that she's able to conceive. And she's going to have her baby, you know, pretty soon, you know, hopefully within the next, I don't know how many months she is, but maybe I'm thinking 8 months or so. But it will be interesting to see how that all plays out, especially because Tommy, like she talked about in the episode, Tommy's mom is not around anymore. And his dad pretty much like left and never came back. And, you know, now they're creating something of their own. You know, MJ's dad passed away. Her mom's sort of a difficult person to deal with. And so, you know, she's kind of creating this storyline that she feels is important. And it's really nice, you know, to see her really going after what she wants. I think the biggest part about this that I took from this part of the episode was that she talked about her affirmations that she had set with Tommy, and she wrote them on the wall, and she wrote down how she wanted to, you know, do all these things, but not before marriage, right? So she had all these like plans to set up her life, and you know, she asked for it from Tommy, and Tommy obliged happily. And not only did he oblige happily in that aspect of her life, but he also obliged happily to giving her whatever she wanted in the prenup, right? And she says, I think I wrote it down here. She says, ask for anything and everything you want, and it, because it's fair. And if he's willing to give it and put it in a prenup, then go and sign it. It really says a lot about Tommy because he really does favor MJ, and, you know, I mean, well, the prenup favors MJ, and Tommy loves her so much, and he knows that this prenup is favoring her. But, you know, I don't ever see them ever getting a divorce. I think he really truly loves her from like the bottom of his heart, and that's why he's so willing and able to give her everything that her heart desires, because, you know, he loves her so much and he trusts her, and they have this baby that's going to be coming into this world. So it was just a really nice part of the episode that I really loved, and I was you know, happy to see that everything is sort of turning out for her as she wants. And even and that also proves that you're never too old to get what you want in life, right? I mean, she's in her 40s and she's getting everything she wants and she's happy. So congratulations to you, MJ and Tommy. Speaking of congratulations, hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. For dramas, to reality TV shows, sci-fi, and so much more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. And that's the truth, you guys. But we need your help. We are asking you that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that tailors to your needs. And you'll find that AfterBuzz will... and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, excuse me. And if you are worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because guess what? They're optional. You can just go in there and click on those and make sure that, you know, you're not going to get any of those pesky notifications. So hit the subscribe button below. It's right below here, you guys, for this channel. And check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did this in our comments. And trust me, we read all our comments. And we'll thank you right here on air. We promise. For now, thanks for being the best fans, for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Thank you. So, moving on. We've got Adam and Reza going through so much baby drama, roller coaster rides of all kinds of stuff, right? So Reza is just finishing, like, not finishing, but he's like sort of getting his house started, right? So it's kind of symbolic as to what's going on in his life. He's building this house. He's building his family, right? So Adam is his family, and they are trying to create something, a bond, so that they can, you know, have, you know, maybe a couple little Rezas, a couple little Adams running around. And it seems that Adam is being very impatient about Reza following through with the entire baby situation. So, of course, Adam, being Adam, he goes and he talks to Asa, which was like really incredible to be able to see her, because let's just be honest, you guys, like, it's, you know, there is something missing from this show. When you have Asa, she brings diamond water, right? So he goes and he sees Asa at her beautiful caftan shop, and basically is telling her what we like to call in Spanish chisme, right? The chisme is like the gossip. And he's basically asking her for her advice. And he says to her, you know, I don't know why he, you know, he's so hesitant. And Asa says, you know, you have to look at both relationships. And you have to see, or both people in the relationship, and you have to see what each person needs and wants. It's never about you anymore, not just you. So, you know, she's telling him to take a step back and then really ask Reza what he really wants. You know, I mean, it's fine that he wants a child, but, you know, you got to be on the same page with your significant other, right? So she sends him off with a beautiful $700 blanket, by the way. You guys, crazy. Is that not insane? Like, what is this blanket made out of? That's all I could think about the entire episode. Like, where is this $700 blanket from? I know it's handmade, but come on, you guys. Like, $700 for a blanket? No. That's too much, okay? But anyway, she gifted it to them, so that made me feel a little better that they didn't spend $700 on a blanket. And a couple of other gifts, which was really, really kind of her. You know how she is. She's very loving, giving, all about the aura and, like, you know, being zen and just, you know, just being Asa. And she sends him off, and then he goes and he meets up with Reza. Adam meets up with Reza, and he says to Adam, to Reza, you know, so tell me. He's like, I really want to know, do you want to have a baby? Yes or no? Answer yes or no. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that is intense, first and foremost. I get where he's coming from, because it's like when you really have something on your mind and you have a passion for something. And I think he's so passionate about wanting to have a child with Reza because he loves him. And I think he's just very affectionate, and he's got this, like, you know, I don't know, matronly, you know, hopefully he doesn't take offense to that, but he's sort of just like this nurturing, matronly, like, sort of person. He really does take on the wife. He really does. I love Adam. He's so cute. So he wants to know, you know, this is something he really needs in his life. You could tell he needs this. He wants this. And so when he asks Reza finally is like, well, when? You know, when are you, you know, are you talking about? What are you talking about? How long? And he says 5 years, and he goes, yes. And so it like literally went from like 100 to like zero. It was so funny, because all I could think about was when a woman and a man argue, it's never that quick and like final and easy. It's always like, brr, brr, brr. It's a lot of bickering. But when two men argue, it's like so simple and easy and just so straight to the point. I love it. It was just, what a breath of fresh air, honestly, you guys. All I could think about was, you know, finally, okay, now you can leave Reza alone. I mean, let's just be honest here. There's a lot going on. He's got the investments for his new shampoo line. He's got this house that he threw in $310,000 so far into the project outside of whatever he's paid, right? Just in renovations. And then, you know, just in general, you know, he was saying he had $1 million in the bank and he felt really good about himself. And then all of a sudden, poof, it went. And, you know, nowadays everything is so expensive. He's constantly bringing up the money situation. And, you know, to be honest, let me take a sip really quickly. To be honest, it kind of upsets me that he constantly is throwing that in his face. At first, I was like, okay, I get it. I get why he's doing it, because, you know, like, money doesn't grow on trees, right? We all know this. And I'm pretty sure Adam is very much aware of this. But at the same time, like, you knew what you were getting into when you met Adam. You knew he didn't make a ton of money like you do. And you love to live a lavish lifestyle. And I mean, as far as I can see, and I could totally be wrong, I don't think Adam like is the type of person to want to live in a lavish lifestyle. Not that he would you know, not live it if he was put in the middle of that. But I don't think he needs it, is what I'm saying. So, you know, of course, Reza, again, he needs to make, you know, that statement about him not having the money, and it's about money, it's about money, it's about money. And you know what? It really is about money. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, you know, when you love somebody, I get it. Marriage is a business. It totally is. You guys got to be on the same page. You guys got to want the same things. You guys have to, you know, I don't know. You guys just have to communicate with each other what your wants and needs are. I just feel like if he's so concerned about what Adam is doing in terms of work and he wants him to make more money, well, why don't you help him get in the same business as you and you guys can make money together? I don't know. Like, I feel like with this situation, this should also be remedied, right? I mean, I get it. He doesn't make a ton of money, but like, come on. Like, you knew. It's not, I don't know. I guess I could go over and over and over this again and again, but I'm not gonna do that to you guys. I will say, jumping back to Asa, it was good to hear her briefly talk about her baby and Jermaine and how, like, she didn't realize how difficult it was going to be. I think she said, she says, having a baby is like a slave, but she loves it. And that's so true. You don't get your freedom anymore. So, you know, that's why I think I'm a little disappointed that she's not on the show, because it would have been great to see Asa as a mother, to see her with her family and her parents involved, and, you know, see her with her business. And, you know, she's doing really well, it seems. And I'm happy for her, and I'm happy that she's able to give this great advice to Adam. And, you know, and one more thing, I'm going off track, but, I love that she said that she doesn't talk to anybody in the group, or she talks to everybody in the group except for Mike and MJ. Specifically, she does not ever want to speak to MJ again. Which is sad, you know. I mean, they've always had their ups and downs, but like, you should never X someone out, you know, officially, if you guys have been friends for a long time. I'm just saying, playing devil's advocate. So then we move on to, Gigi. Gigi is still wearing that wedding ring. I'm like, Gigi, like, stop. I mean, we get it. It's like a huge boulder on your hand. I'd probably want to wear it too, but I wouldn't wear it on my ring finger because, you know, Shervin's right. Like, it really does represent, you know, marriage and commitment. And, you know, although she is still married, she is no longer with this person. And who knows who he's seeing? I mean, who knows who she's seeing? You know, it's, for me, in my own opinion, and this is my own, marriage is a sacred thing, right? And, you know, you gotta hold that high. And, you know, her wearing this ring, it's sort of, I don't know, I don't see it being good for her, you know, in her everyday life, but also good for her mentally, right? And maybe even spiritually, because, I mean, you have this ring that's symbolic of this love that you guys shared, and you're carrying it with you because it's the failure, you know, like, she's holding this huge boulder that's the failure of her existence with Shalom, you know. And I don't know, I hope that when Shervin dropped her off, that it officially, like, these papers got signed, and that, you know, she finally is going to move on. Because let's just be honest, you guys, like, how much longer can a person, you know, stay apart and not get divorced? I mean, I get it. People do it all the time, you know. You know, I know that sometimes people do it for, you know, for other reasons, children, or, you know, legally for paperwork, or I don't know. There's so many reasons. But I just think that by her letting go of this, that she'll be able to, like, get rid of this bad juju energy, and it'll open the doors for her in her life. I mean, she said herself, she's like, I'm doing really good mentally right now. I've grown a lot, and I've started my business, and I'm really doing all these things. And by me, you know, not getting this divorce, I'm hindering myself from moving forward. And that little shrimp is what she called Shalom, is sort of like holding her down. So I hope, I pray that she finally gets this stuff, you know, in order. Please comment. You know, I can't do the live feed right now, but please comment. I'll write back to you guys later. I want to know what you guys think about that, because I'll be honest, she could definitely, you know, I don't know the whole story. You know, we see what we see on TV or whatever, but she could definitely do better. You know what I mean? And speaking of better, Nima wants to do better with her. He is like head over heels for her. Here's the thing with that though. I love that she keeps kind of like dragging him along, because she says that he keeps saying a lot of stuff, but like, talk is cheap, you guys. Men are not as like, I don't know, they don't move as much as they like flap their lips, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that she's not allowing him to just have what he wants, because, you know, she should make him kind of grovel a little bit. You know, she's still married, you know, and, you know, he did his ex-girlfriend wrong, Erica, poor thing, you know. So it's like, how can she trust him? I mean, he can say a lot of things. Guys say things all the time just to, like, get what they want, you know. So I'm glad that she's making him grovel. I know that she says that I wrote somewhere in here that she loves to, she wants what she wants when she wants it. She was telling him, and she goes, she says to him, you know, Nima, I like to play with your head. You can see the disappointment in his face when she says that, but I mean, come on. He knew this, you know what I mean? Like, everyone has told him that she's going to chew him up and spit him out. I mean, what can I say? You know, but I'll be honest, I'd be interested in seeing that relationship go somewhere, you know, whether it's a fling or not. It just, I feel like, because he's so stable, like, I know Reza called him the Poindexter, the Persian Poindexter. I would be really interested in seeing if he could, like, change her ways or, like, calm her down a bit, or I don't know. I think he would actually, you guys are going to hate me for saying this, but I think that they would actually be really good together, because they're sort of like a yin and yang. Like, she's got this crazy, like, outgoing, like, I'm here, I'm fierce attitude. And he's very, like, chill. He, like, sits back and he watches her. Like, she's, like, entertaining for him. So I feel like, you know, you kind of sometimes need your opposite person, and most guys can't handle Gigi, but for some reason, Nima can, and he gets her, and he's just so attracted to her. I just hope that his intentions are real. You know, I know that Gigi is saying, oh, you know, we could just, you know, sleep together, let's do that, if I want that, I'll do that. But, like, is she doing that to protect herself? I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think that she's telling them that because she wants to protect herself from him? Or do you think that she's doing that for fun? Or, I mean, I'm really interested in knowing what you guys feel about that. Because, like, I can't tell sometimes with Gigi. Like, she's kind of all over the place. But, and deep down, I feel like she's such a softie. Like, deep, deep down. And she's not ready for a relationship. And that's why she's doing this. Like, she's still healing. She's still going through the motions. I mean, obviously, if she's still trying to get a divorce, I mean, come on, you guys. So, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to, like, seeing, like, something happen there. I mean, maybe a date. Maybe, you know, he does something romantic. I don't know. Don't hate me for this, though. I know the girls, if they were here, they would totally be on me about this. So anyways, I hope you guys love this show this much that you guys want to go to iTunes, right? And then, I don't know, give it 5 stars. I mean, come on. It helps us out by, you know, you guys rating us and by commenting and liking us. You can find us on iTunes. You can also find us on Spotify. We just got on Spotify, you guys. So, like, please tune in on there as well. Like, subscribe, comment, and, you know, let us know that you did this. Seriously, we will so shout you out. Ugh, trying to use my words. We will shout you out, definitely, because we appreciate our fans. We do notice when you guys are in our live chats, and we notice when you comment a lot. Like, we so appreciate that. I wish I had my computer with me so I could have, done that live. But I think it would have been a lot for me to do by myself. But anyways, I'm going to keep going on with the episode because I feel like there's so much that went on in this episode. And we really, really need to, like, I don't know, get through it all, right? So there is Destiny and her situation with her father. And, you know, she goes to meet her mom and get that delicious Persian ice cream, which, by the way, if you guys know where that place is, could you please put it in the comments? Because I was just like, oh, I don't know if I like missed the name of it when I was like writing my notes, but my mouth is watering just thinking of saffron ice cream and rose water ice cream and pistachio. Oh my God, it's like my favorite ice cream. So please, please put it in the comments. So she goes in and she meets her mom, and she tells her mom, look, mom, I think that this investigator after 5 months has found my uncle. I think it's called Amu. In Persian, you call uncle Amu. And he's 86 years old, which would be close to like her dad's age, apparently. And so she tells her mom, look, if I find my dad, and it's 100% that I find my dad, you're coming with me. She's not asking. She's telling her. I was like, whoa, let's hope her mom, I think she calls her TT. Let's hope that her mom, TT, goes with her. You know, you could see the hesitation from her mom. But, you know, when you're a parent and you love your kid, I don't have any children, but I could only imagine, like, you would do anything for your kid, right? So her mom is so hesitant. She doesn't want to do it. You could totally tell. And I love that she takes her to have ice cream to sweeten her up so that she can get what she wants, right? She knows what she's doing. I'm going to do that next time with my mom. So she's like, mom, come on. Like, I need this. I need, God willing, to have you on one side and dad on the other, you know, when I get married, and walk me down the aisle. And, you know, I love that she wants that. I love that. Even though her father gave up, she didn't give up. That she is putting herself out there to be hurt and to push through to build this relationship that is so tarnished. And you know, finally her mom is in agreement. And I'll be honest, I was really surprised. I didn't think her mom, Titi, was going to even like remotely agree with doing anything, you know. She just hasn't been very, she was kind of helpful in the last episode. Yes, I saw that. But she wasn't as helpful in the previous episodes. And it seems that she's trying to hide some things. But I think she's coming to understand that because of her not knowing, because of Destiny not knowing her father, she is having a hard time with relationships in her life. And I think this, if this situation is remedied, then she will have luck and love in her life. I believe that. Because when you have issues with your parents, it can be difficult to find a significant other and a healthy relationship. You know what I mean? So I hope that, I pray for Destiny, that she finds her father and she gets some closure. And, you know, it may not be what she wants to hear, but at least, you know, she'll hopefully get an answer. So moving on to Mike. So Mike, he has that investment property. I think we saw him not in the last episode, but a couple episodes back, of him and his brothers going to meet to see this apartment structure that they have, that they invested in years ago, I think 10 years ago, right? And it's over by Sunset. And so he brings Reza, and, you know, Reza, he's so opinionated. You know how he is. Like, you know, I just love that they always ask someone's opinion in that group, and it's like, you know, they're going to be overly opinionated. You know, it's just the culture. You know, Persians are very opinionated. Mexicans are too. You know what I mean? My mom's Mexican. She's very opinionated. It's just the way things go. So he takes Reza, and Reza takes a look at this place, and he's like, this place is a dump. Save your money. Like, go sell it and, like, save yourself time, you know, all this pain and aches and whatever it is that he thinks he could save him from. And he's like, just sell it and take that money and go and reinvest it somewhere else. But Reza sees that Mike is so passionate about this, okay? He does. He sees this. And I think with the last episode, the episode where, you know, Mike and Reza have a good talk in Vegas about, you know, Mike having these guilt trips about, you know, Jessica, I think he realizes that he needs to be a little bit more of a supportive friend because, let's just be honest, Mike is not in the best place right now. You know, he broke up with his girlfriend, Morgan. He's got this place, and I think it's like, it's a project for him that's like, it's his baby, and it's like this understanding. Reza has like this understanding about this. I wrote down, Reza says that he'll support him, you know, and he'll support him without resentment, right? And I wrote here, it's nice for a change, because I think, you know, when you love people, you want them to do really well in life, and you don't want them to mess up, and you don't want them to fail. But, like, you have to allow them to, you know, it's a part of life. And I think when Reza went there and he saw the passion that Mike had about, you know, renovating and, like, the dream he had for, like, the backyard for the dogs to run around. And, you know, I mean, it's a pretty big property, you guys. It seems like a pretty nice investment. And the view, and, I mean, I couldn't see the view, but it didn't look very nice. I think Reza just knew that he had to support him because this building represented Mike, and him fixing it up would be a representation of him fixing his problems in his life, and it would help him transform himself, you know, along the way, right? Because, I mean, let's just be honest. Renovating a huge building like that, that's a huge project, and that's a lot of money, that's a lot of time, that's a lot of work. And Reza knows he's probably, you know, just like our parents, right? Reza's sort of a parent to Mike. He knows he's going to help him, right? He knows. He just said it. He's like, you know, I know I'm going to come back. It's not going to be done right. He's going to have all these things wrong. He's like, and I'm going to have to come here, and I'm going to have to fix things, and I'm going to have to be here a lot. He goes, but you know what? I'm going to do this for him. You know, he's like, and I'm going to do this with him, and I'm going to not do it with resentment, and I'm going to support him 100%. And I love that, you know, because that is what true family is, you know, and to me, like, that they are not just friends, they're family for sure. So I really am happy that, you know, Mike is putting his energy into something that is, you know, going to be for the better good. Before I forget, I forgot to add this when I was talking about MJ and all the things that are going into her life. Let's just talk about the party really quickly. She had this little party, right? And this little party, you know, she brings all the people she loves together. And speaking of Mike, so Mike shows up and Mike brings all these beautiful white roses and he gives it to all the women and he gives the guys protein bars. And then he gives Reza a cute little kitten. And it was a Persian kitten. I think it was a flat-faced Persian kitty. Oh, it was the cutest thing ever. I loved that he did that. It just seems like things are transforming for him in his inner life, and it's becoming a lot more richer than it was. I will say, and this could just be me, I want you guys to comment if you guys felt the same way. I felt like he was throwing a little shade to Vita because he walks over to Shervin to give him his, he gives everybody their stuff, and then he gives his candy bar over to Shervin, or protein bar, I'm sorry. And then he says whatever he needs to say, his announcement, in front of Vita. Like, he blocks her. And I was like, hold on a second. That's rude. Like, even if Vita is loud and obnoxious and is very opinionated, I was, like, a little disappointed in that. Like, maybe he didn't mean to do it. I don't know. Maybe he did. But maybe it was – he did it subconsciously. Like, I don't know, but what are you thinking? You can't just stand in front of people and talk to an entire crowd. That's so rude. So shame on him for that. good for him that he did everything else, but shame on him for that. Honestly, you guys, I was like a little disappointed about that because Vida did not deserve that. He should have brought her where he would have grown in this moment is if he would have brought her a bouquet of white roses, because we know they have a history. It's not a very good one. So if he had done that, then I would have been like, okay, Mike is changing. But he didn't do that. You know, he got in front of her and I was just kind of disappointed. So moving on, we're going to go ahead and talk about our special segment. And our special segment is our favorite moment. Again, here we go. We're going to talk about the party. My favorite moment was when Reza got his flat face Persian kitten. Oh, it was so cute, you guys. I melted when I saw that. I love that. And yeah, that was my favorite moment. Okay, so we've got news. You ready? Let me look this up. Give me 2 seconds. We've got some news. All right. So it is in U.S. Magazine. Pregnant Shaw's A Sunset star, Mercedes Javid, is giving her baby boy a unisex name. How awesome is that? Now, she didn't announce the name, but I thought that was really cool that she gave her child a unisex name, because let's just be honest, we're living in a time right now where there's so many things going on and people are divided by what they think is right and wrong. And, you know, to me, like, I think that's pretty awesome. I love MJ for that. I can't wait to hear what the name is. If you guys can think of what it might be, like if you could put that in the comments, that'd be cool. I guess if I were to say, I think of Al. I know that's so weird though. I think of Al when I think of a unisex name. But what other name is there that's unisex? Oh my God, I'm terrible at this. I don't know. I can't think right now. It's been a long day. I'll just say Al. I don't think it's Al, but Al, okay? Or Sam. Maybe Sam. Or, I don't know. Jesse? Jesse's a good one. I like Jesse. Okay. Well, anyways. My predictions. Ooh.
And now, After Buzz TV predictions. Ooh.
It's so not as exciting without the girls, but I'm kind of like in a disco. My predictions are that Nima and Gigi hook up. I know. It's not that surprising. I feel like they're going to hook up. I don't know. Like, it's just inevitable, you guys. I mean, come on. They want it. They want each other. Okay. All right. Well, I'm about to sign out right now. I am your host, Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's C-R-I-S-T-A-L 823. You can also find me tonight. I always do a show Thursday nights right before Shaw's of Sunsets. I do Will and Grace. So if you guys can tune in for that too, we would totally appreciate that. Maite's on that. And then we have another girl that's from AfterBuzz that's on that. Her name is Louisa. That goes on at 7, between like 7 and 7:30 around that time, depending on when we get in the room. But I would really love it if you guys watched the show and then commented and talked to us in the live feed too. So yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in and showing your support. And this was a lot of fun, even though I'm by myself. Like, I love to talk, so this was easy. Anyways, I hope to see you guys next week, and I'll get back into that live feed and comment. And yeah, I'll see you next week. Thank you. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.